Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from AmeriGas is the district manager, Cindy Walker. How are you today, Cindy?
Oh, good morning. I'm great.
Glad to have you on with us to talk about a big event. This is your third annual pet food drive, isn't it?
That's correct.
Yeah, well, let's talk a little bit about that. Now, the pet food drive, it's going on right now. How long are you collecting pet food for?
Through the end of April.
All right, so through April 30th. Now, what do people have to do if they want to help you out here? Do they bring them to a shelter, or do they bring the food donations to one of your locations?
We're asking that they bring it to one of our locations. So AmeriGas Family of Brands, we're conducting this pet food drive statewide. So any of our companies are accepting any kind of donation. We do accept pet food, but we're also accepting supplies.
Oh.
Such as leashes, kitty litter, bleach. I mean, you wouldn't be surprised all of the different things that local shelters can actually use on a daily basis.
Right.
And so we ask that people make the donation. They bring it right to AmeriGas, and then we offer a free 20-pound grill cylinder fill as a thank you. And so the people can come on board and just bring the actual donation to the office, and they'll provide them a coupon if they don't have their 20-pound cylinder with them at the time.
Wow, that's excellent. So, now through April 30th, stop on in to any one of the locations. Now, in our area here in Northeast Michigan, where can they do that, Cindy?
We have locations in Hale, Alpena, Atlanta, basically from the Sioux up to Mount Pleasant.
Wow.
So, you know, we do have a toll-free number that individuals can call just to get an actual address and talk about the shelter that particular location has chosen. That toll-free number is 800-263-7442.
All right. 1-800-263-7442. And again, yes, each of those different site locations that are collecting will give to probably their local Humane Society or local charity then.
That's correct. And they do accept monetary donations. At the end of the pet food drive on the 30th, each individual office takes the monetary donations they've received. They go shopping for the items that are on the wish list of that local shelter. So again, it can be anything from pine saw to bleach to brooms. And they go shopping. And then in addition to that, they'll purchase the pet food as well for dogs and cats. And, you know, we just ask people, please donate. Please do whatever you can. I mean, every dollar helps. Every bag of food helps. And it not just helps the shelter and the animals in the shelter, but the monetary donations and the food that we receive sometimes helps individuals that might otherwise have to surrender their pets. You know, they've come across some hard times, whether it's, you know, the loss of a loved one or loss of a job. And so, you know, they don't really want to give up their pets, but they can't take care of it financially. So all those monetary donations help in so many more ways, you know. And again,
right,
we convert those over to food and items for the shelters.
Yeah, you know, we often think when we get into like the holiday season, there's food for families and things like that. But some of those families do have pets, and sometimes they go neglected. So here's a great way to help out the pets in a family, also for those families that may be in need, and also to the shelters. A lot of them have to raise their own money and own funds, and so this is a great way to help out and a great way to get something back in return.
Exactly. You know, and I do want to mention that some of the local districts are also accepting things for horses.
Oh.
There are a lot of horse rescues in the area, and I know the Hale location is working with one of the horse rescues as well. So, you know, those are places that they're receiving horses that, you know, have come upon some bad issues, and they need a lot of help, and they need food. So, you know, if that's your passion, then we accept donations for that as well.
Boy, very good. And again, find out a location near you and make that donation. And any food donation amount or any of the other items we've talked about will get you a 20-pound cylinder fill then.
Correct.
Yeah, that's terrific. So again, what is the toll-free number they need to call, Cindy, if they want more information about where and how they can make this donation?
That's 800-263-7442, and you just follow the prompts, enter a zip code, and it will take you right to the local office.
Very good. AmeriGas Propane's third annual pet food drive, and District Manager Cindy Walker. Cindy, thanks for joining us today to talk about a very worthwhile endeavor, and we hope we raise a lot of great pet food and supplies.
Thank you for having us.